This is KUT. Dripping Springs voters will go to the polls Saturday to decide whether to approve a $132 million bond for its school district. As KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, the district will use the funds to catch up with its current needs and plan for its future growth.
Dripping Springs is growing. The town has nearly doubled its population since the 2010 census, according to census estimates in 2017. That boom has the Dripping Springs School District growing too.
We are growing somewhere between 6 and 7% in our student body every year.
That's school superintendent Bruce Gehring.
So our current capacity in the school district is for 7,350 students, and we'll reach that capacity in 2020. At the high school, for sure, our current capacity is 1,850. We have 1,845 students there right now today.
By 2020, he says the current high school will be 20% over its capacity, and the district as a whole will exceed current capacity sometime next school year or the next. Consequently, the district is hoping to use the $132 million for four big projects: renovations and a two-story addition to its high school, build two new elementary schools, and refurbish the current Walnut Springs Elementary into the district headquarters. One of the new elementary schools would then become the new Walnut Springs School. Gehring says the district will not have to increase the tax rate to pay for the bond. In a way, the area's growth will pay for itself with larger tax rolls.
Our tax roll is growing because of two things. Number one, new construction in the district, both in terms of rooftops and commercial properties that are developing, and then also appraisal value increases on existing properties.
This is the largest bond proposed to voters by the district. Dripping Springs voters will also be determining some school board seats this Saturday. Five candidates are running for those three seats. Three of the candidates are incumbent trustees who all support the bond. The other two candidates oppose the bond over the closure and relocation of the elementary school, and they say the current bond plan does not do enough to help with the rate of growth. Early voting ends today. Election Day is Saturday in Dripping Springs. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.